This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes. Walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, or send me an email at joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or I gotta learn, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always. But here's the deal, people. If you get the app, okay, you hop on Apple and whatever the stores are for Apple and Android, you can pull the app down, and guess what? Right from the phone, you can press call the show. That's it. You don't even have to know the number. Just have to see the phone, little phone in the corner. You just press the phone. Anyway, I try to make it as easy as I can. My co-host, as usual, every Friday, Sonia Schmidt joins us, and always a lot of fun to have her with me, and that way I don't feel like I'm talking to myself. You know what I'm saying?
I like you do around the house, I've heard.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm always arguing with myself, but I always win. Think about that.
Oh, that's good. You let yourself win. I'm so self-depreciating, I lose every argument I start. I'm just like, you're right. I'm no good. I'm stupid.
God bless, you know. I don't know. Did you hear Elon Musk was complaining about his daughter and the education she was getting at this very private, progressive school? And he said, they've turned my daughter into a communist.
Well, she thinks that
everybody who's rich is evil. And I'm sitting there thinking, he should look at her. Yeah, let's go. You understand we're rich. You understand the only reason you're in the school you're in is because we're rich. How'd that happen?
That's hilarious. You know what? There are things, I'm always suspect of Elon Musk. I think, but I think he's sincere in his beliefs. He doesn't really get it, as smart as he is and as obviously innovative and all that as he is.
Right.
But I've heard him say some really common sense things that it just kind of goes, you know, like he's really into the environment, but almost stupidly so. But, I mean, who isn't into the environment? But again, it's kind of a left-wing way of doing it. I'm not surprised that he was a little taken aback by how his daughter goes to this progressive school and she's turning into a little commie. I mean, the reason you bought Twitter is because, you know, they were using fascistic tactics to keep people from being able to have freedom of speech. So you gotta know what the left is capable of before you send your kids to those schools.
You know, I gotta tell you this part, though. This is somewhat great. So I can only imagine how much. Maybe somebody can look it up in the chat room or whatever. It's a crossroads. It's called Crossroads Private School. and it's in Los Angeles.
Uh-huh.
And according to what she's posted up, right, she says that Musk's anti-woke beliefs partially come from the decision of his oldest child who transitioned from Xavier to Jenna at the age of 16. Now, apparently she sent a text to his brother, said that, you know, I'm now, I'm transgender, and my name is now Jenna. And don't tell my dad. And now she won't talk to him at all. You know?
You know, well, he needs to homeschool. I don't know. That's just a funny thought of Elon Musk homeschooling. But that ought to tell you right there. When your daughter has, when your kid, I don't know what, I could follow that story to find out if it's a girl or a boy, in reality, but when you're, when they are brainwashing your children against you, you have to get them away from that source fast.
It's funny, you know? The article calls her, calls him, says it's his daughter, but it's a boy.
You don't know now, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
And now wants to be called, but what I love about the left, which is always fun, is, think about this. They stand up for some of these things, and then when it bites them, it's a whole different animal, isn't it?
Yes. Well, we said that earlier. You move a bunch of illegals into your city, our, you know, Texas, Arizona, it's perfectly fine. They come in their neck of the woods, and now we got a crisis.
Oh, yeah. Always. Yeah. And maybe he thought, and the mere fact that she thinks that he's a bad man because he has money. Because that's what I learned in my school, that you paid for with the money you made being a bad man trying to send me to a good school. Okay, got it.
Come on, we've seen all these liberal white kids who are railing against capitalism that found out about the riot on their Apple phone, their $700 phone.
Right.
It's all hypocritical. It's all children. It's all, and nobody snatches these children up and goes, you know, you need to get your mind right. I think that we should start a company called Black Mamas Inc. And
ooh, I like this. Although I don't fit the mold, but I'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, I can identify. I can identify.
I think we should be able to rent out these women who snatch these little bratty kids up by their collars and give them what for and get their minds right. Are you kidding me? You're going to rail against money when that's the very thing, that's the very thing that's gotten you into the school. I think that that's that school, though, Joe.
All right, you got to go. Got to go for a quick break, but I don't want to come off of that because it's a good topic to go
Black
on.
Black Mamas Inc.
There you go. I like that. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back with the head of Black Mama Babies. Soon as we
talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you, and you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at gcnfreecbd.com. That's gcnfreecbd.com. Again, gcnfreecbd.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Oh, horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Well, welcome back to the Joe Machines. Joe Messina Show. I can't even say it with my retainer in. And I don't know if I was supposed to come in right then, but I just felt compelled to welcome your guests back to the show, your listeners. And they can call you, by the way, at 855-REAL-JOE. That would be 855-732-5563. I'm getting kind of fast at that, huh? Or just
yeah.
Email.
If you keep saying it that fast,
I know.
That lady's going to write me an email and tell me
exactly.
To tell you to slow down.
Yeah, and give the job back to you. Hey, Joe, you didn't mention You didn't mention something new about me today.
I am so afraid to say anything to pretty much any woman when it comes to stuff like that.
No, let alone.
Oh, did you do something with your hair? You look a little different.
No, black women, we've already talked about this. Anytime your guests want us to talk about this in depth, we can go back there, but black women are very sensitive about their hair. But because it's a lighter color in the blonde family, they would call that, the left would call that cultural appropriations, right?
Yes.
I'm not supposed to do that. So I found a story this week about cultural appropriations, which I knew all along. And I'm like, you know what, why do we have to have somebody do an article about this to make it make sense when it always makes sense to us? But the Washington Post did a poll, and they found out that 9 out of 10 Native Americans don't have a problem at all. They are not offended with the term Redskins for the, is it an NFL team?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Not problematic at all. All, which is what we always knew. The left puts all these terms on us and they force us to use it.
Because they're offended. It has nothing to do with us, to your point.
But they're making it up.
Yep.
What, I don't even understand using the term Native American. The only reason they use that term and they force that down our throats is a subtle, and maybe not so subtle, reminder that this was not the white man's land.
Ooh.
This, they stole it from. That's what Native American means. And, you know, we use the term Indian forever. I never heard anybody complain about that. All of a sudden, it's Native American. But now they said, well, we can't name anything. We can't pay homage, basically. And that's what the Native Americans or Indians have said, is really these names pay homage to us. They're a way that they integrate our culture into the American culture that we're very proud of. And they use, for example, the Apache helicopters, and they mention
Black Hawks?
The Black Hawks, that's right.
They named those things. I mean, you think about it. It's not just the chiefs. It's the warriors, right? And
well,
they named those weapons of war, if you would, because they're an honor. I mean, those are victorious pieces of equipment. They were made to be strong. And how you take that the wrong way, I have no idea.
I don't know, and we knew that all along, but now it's coming out that Indians are going, no, not only do we not have a problem with this, we want those names. We adore those names. They give us, they're paying homage to us. My mom, I get it when you're older and you use terms that maybe are outdated. Like my mother will say Oriental still, and my liberal sister, she just about has a conniption fit. I don't know how Oriental got to be a negative or, you know, a bad word. And we talked about Archie Bunker, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And some of those terms, yeah, they're funny when he says, you know, the coloreds and the, you know. But how do we stop, I guess is my question. Because you're a solutions dude.
You know, locally we had a few incidents with some white kids and even like with the blue line flag. And immediately the NAACP came out and called them racist.
Right.
And I say to myself, why do we do that? Why is it maybe a lack of understanding? I mean, I don't agree with either one of the things that came down. You already know, we've already been through this, but why do that? Why not pull those kids aside or however you do it and say, look,
exactly.
I understand what you were trying to do. Really know that you really weren't trying to hurt anybody or do anything wrong, but let me tell you what that means or what it does. You see what I mean?
Or ask them what it means to them.
Okay, there you go.
And then if you find out that it doesn't mean that at all to them. I had a conversation to this point with Joe Dan Gorman, a mutual friend of ours. And he is a Southern boy to his heart. And he lost a friendship with a very close black friend over the him having the Confederate flag in the background of one of his videos. And there was no conversation about it. And I, and me being who I am, I had a conversation with him because I'm like, I don't really know the history either. I know that it, I have a knee-jerk reaction. But then if you ask me why, I'm not quite sure. It represents this, that, and the other. So I thought, or so I think, and I may not be all wrong, but I may not be all right either. I have what the left doesn't have is the ability to go, I may not be all right. And then when he talked to me about his side of the story and how the South fought the war and the black people fought together, and he was giving a whole different perspective of that war and that flag and why it has meaning to him. And although I don't know that it changed my mind about it, but it certainly opened my mind. It gave me more education.
But, you know, when I talked about the blacks that fought in the Civil War, I will tell you that not friends but acquaintances I have down to the black said to me, well, they had to fight. It was the only way they could make money. And I said,
no,
no,
that's not true.
Yeah.
But if you're told that, yeah, I mean, it's, you know what, I heard that lie, too, about the military. The only reason, from the left, the only reason these kids joined the military is because that was their only way out of these impoverished situations of the South. And then when I went on, I actually had the fortune of spending a weekend on a flight carrier. Is that what it's called? A carrier boat ship. What do you,
you better call it a ship. You call it a boat. The Navy.
Ship. I know. I'm
going to
get.
Long,
yes.
Right?
I'm sorry. I'm
yeah,
sorry.
Thank you. Aircraft carrier.
Aircraft carrier. That's what it is. Yeah. I had the pleasure of spending a weekend on that and met some of the most fine people in my life.
Oh yeah.
Hands, you know, just ridiculously so.
The hypocrisy behind all these symbols, right? And I told you about this, and some people may have heard it and forgotten, but. I got, first of all, I had a woman calling me a racist because I was for the blue line flag. And I said, just because a certain group absconded with it doesn't change the meaning. That flag was originally put in place. It was actually a black flag with a blue stripe. And they flew it in honor of men and women in the police department that died. Now, this woman had a black hand on her Facebook page. I said, that doesn't mean solidarity with the black people. That is a mafia signal. Anyway, we'll talk more about that on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Tony and Joe when we return.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN.
Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Over 14 million people are expected to pass through the nation's airports this Labor Day weekend. The TSA bracing for a high number of travelers through next Wednesday, with an estimated 3 million people traveling on Friday. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg says his department is helping to ensure that the Labor Day travel weekend will be as disruption-free as possible. Speaking at Chicago's O'Hare Airport, the Transportation Secretary says his department will hold airlines accountable for delays.
When things go wrong, we want passengers to know that DOT has your back, and that we have secured stronger consumer protections for travelers.
Hiring cooled this summer as employers added 187,000 jobs last month. The unemployment rate rose to 3.8%. Tim Berg, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has
Joe.
The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. Joe Vecina, your host. Let me just bring it right in now. Your co-host and president of the Black Mamas Club or something.
Black Mamas, Inc., I-N-C, period.
Oh, Inc. Oh,
I get, what do you think I said?
Well, I don't know.
Inc., it's like Monsters,
Inc. is like, so what do you guys, like, get tattoos? You know, Black Mamas, Inc.?
No. Incorporated. It's short for Incorporated.
Oh, God. I was just going to make sure. Okay.
Yeah, no, we're a bona fide business, and I'm going to rent out, like, all black women to get your kids in shape. If your kid's been going to a progressive school,
yeah,
and they come back like stupid, ridiculous, can't, insufferable, you can't deal with them, that's when you hire one of us and we slap them into place. Not literally, unless it's called for, unless you pay extra. Now we will do that.
I sent you some of these things on Instagram, and one of them, because I know that you know where I'm coming from when I sent them to you, but one of them was a black woman who southern black woman, and man, she was going off on those kids doing dumb stuff in the street, and I said, you know what? Okay, she's black, but that could have been my Italian grandmother back then.
Exactly.
You know, there's no difference.
Yeah, and you know what? And I don't mean to be what do you call that? Not diverse when I say black mamas, because if you have the feel of the black mama or the Italian mama, I've seen some Jewish mamas. They got it.
Yep.
You know, as long as you have that, you can work for this company. But yeah, you do have to pay extra for the black ones because
you get any black identifier card. Is that what you get? Right? There you go.
We got stories to watch. And if we have to be interrupted from that, you got to pay extra. That's all I'm saying. But we will get your kids straight. In fact, the school that you were talking about that Elon Musk's kids go to in L.A., I think I've got two friends. who go to that school. And a couple of weeks ago, I told you about one of those kids. Their mother gay, not gay. They, out of respect, this kid used the term they. And she's like, I am a woman. I am she. I am not a they. And the kid kind of, you know, from my understanding, looks a little dumbfounded because she was really saying that out of respect from the things that she had been taught. And this girl's getting ready to go off to college, so God knows.
Don't do it.
Yeah. Don't do it.
You're sending her to her mental death. I want to get back to that thing, though, because you had great responses to it with the black hand when I tried to explain to her. And she's an attorney. And explaining to her that the black hand is a fear thing. When you saw that in the old days in Sicily and Italy and even here in this country,
the black hand
was all about, we got the power. The Sicilians are considered black Italians. Okay?
Wow.
And that's what they had on you. And you could even, and I even said to her, Google it. Don't take my word for it. Google it. And she said, well, it has a different meaning. I go, oh, I see how that works. So you guys get to call it something to you in solidarity with the black folks, yet every Italian who sees it knows what it really means and what it stands for.
Right, right.
So, yeah.
Well, you know what I think a rainbow means?
What, the Skittles at the other end?
I think a rainbow is something miraculous that God created at the end of a rainstorm. How the left hijacked that and turned it into something.
We let them hijack that. We let them get away with it.
How would you stop them? How would you stop them from that? How would you stop them?
Oh, I would go on the other end of it. I would make sure every one of my kids, I would put T-shirts on kids with a rainbow and go, God's promise, all over it. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
But that's called hate. If you can't, if your kid goes,
well, it is
thank
now.
God. Right.
We let it go too long.
I guess we let it go too long. But
yes.
Look at that kid last week who became a hero, who just for having a don't tread on me flag on his backpack, caught holy hell for that from his teachers. Luckily, he stood up for himself. His mother went to school. It caught national news.
Yeah, but how did he stick up for himself? He knew what the flag's origin was. He knew the history behind the flag. He had
the
facts, and he shoved it back in the teacher's face because it has nothing to do with slavery.
As opposed to the teacher who had no clue. And maybe she'll read a book.
And you know what? No. That teacher was oblivious to everything, I'm sure.
Absolutely everything. You know. So just like your friend or your person who you said you didn't know what the black hand is, you also said she still has that up on her social media account. So the facts don't matter to some people.
No.
It really doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. So I don't know if you caught this week, but, you know, here in California, people, I tell them it's like living in northern Venezuela because we have power brownouts and power outages and network outages. And, you know, I went to the supermarket the other day, and I got to tell you, I'm not afraid, don't get me wrong, but you can see the scarcity in some of the stuff on the shelves. We're not used to that.
Right.
We don't have that issue. We've never had that issue in this country to speak of. So, but, you know, and people don't want to hear about all of that. So the Dems ignore it, say, no, we have no problems, everything's fine, there's a lot on the grid, we've had these hot days because of climate cooling, warming, whatever. Well, Governor Newsom has now signed another little order of his where he's allowing the natural gas and the petroleum, power production back up again. So he's allowing state regulators to just oversee some of the utility issues going on and spark up those natural gas storage facilities and electricity generating facilities because we can't handle it.
Yeah, and this man is fancying himself as the next president, so he can't keep screwing up as bad as he has been for the past.
Yeah. And, you know, in some areas we're running out of natural gas or we don't have enough stored so that the natural gas firing plants can't use it to create power. It's just amazing. And
so you're saying he's releasing it. He's allowing them to use it?
Yes. Yeah, now he's saying, hey, you know, maybe we should start storing that gas and fire those plants back up.
This is all self-serving. This is all self-serving. But people, if you don't, I know you think that California is the pinnacle of progression, But look at what we're going through. When I visit South Dakota, where I have property, they haven't heard of the stuff that's going on in California. They don't know why so many every other phone call they get at the real estate agency is from somebody from California. And I'm like, you don't know? But just like liberals, just like the left listens to CNN and MSNBC, and they don't have the facts. They don't know the other side, have no perspective. So do people in other states. So if y'all want to just like tune into what we're saying about California, this is no day at the beach, and our beaches used to be really nice. So we can't even use that term anymore because our beaches are full of crud and soot and whatever. We can't even use our beaches anymore. Yeah. So a day at a California beach is no fun.
Not anymore. No, no. And the funny thing about all this, too, again, we're right back to the same old garbage again where, you know, now the eco-freaks are out there going, well, these natural gas, plants, they're dangerous and they're bad. And they admit this and they, put out this. And you go, well, stop. You know, we were doing fine with it. If we had a problem, then we fix it. We've been known to do that. We fix it. So what you'd rather have happen is have the air conditioning go down, not have any of this stuff working properly, kill a bunch of old folks. I guess that's okay because that'll take care of...
Yes. And it gives their life meaning because they really don't have anything else. They really... Who they are is all about this environment. We're talking about environmentalists. That gives them their identity. And they don't care what the costs are to people, because people, they believe that there should be less people here anyhow. They believe that the earth should be pristine, what they call pristine, anyhow. And so we're just getting in the way of that. So yeah, they're gonna bark and fight when we use the natural resources that God put on this earth for us to use.
Well, you've seen some of the wind. You've driven through California. You've seen some of the wind farms, and you've seen some of the solar panel farms. And right now, at the peak sun, all of those statewide account for less than 25% of our electricity. Right?
Yes, it doesn't solve the problem.
And if we had 3 days of rain and cloud cover, we'd all be in the dark right now, wouldn't we?
Yes. You know who makes me laugh about that whole situation is President Trump. Oh, Marge, I would love to watch TV tonight, but we had a cloud cover. It's just
truth. He's so right. Come on.
He's so right, as he is about most things. But my feeling is like, if it was so great, it wouldn't have to be subsidized. And
I agree. We'll be back in a few minutes.
And get it together.
Oh. We'll be back in a few minutes. All right. Joe and Sonia, your co-host for the show, will be back in a few minutes.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. You the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well,
you see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel he was going to
go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
Don't ever let me work on your dementia, okay? Because I'm telling you, you're going to come, you'll come away from it worse than you were when you went in. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your co-host for the evening. Sonya Smith joins me as well as my co-host. We're going to try something a little different. She is going to sing and tap dance here in a second. No.
You can't say I'm going to tap dance. You're in trouble.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Anyhow, a little movie madness. She's going to give us her insight on, I don't know, Gran Torino, was it? Is that what she said?
Oh, that's the name of the movie we couldn't think of. Gran Torino.
That was
with Clint Eastwood. It was a wonderful movie. He has a really good track record of doing some very politically incorrect.
Because he's just a down to earth guy with down to earth American values that he puts out there.
He gets it. He seems to get it. I mean, he's not totally left. I mean, he's not totally right, you know, MAGA, probably. But he has enough that, I think that his movies aren't offensive to us. But that's not the movie that I want to talk about. It's a movie that I saw today called Gran Turismo. And I don't even know what Gran Turismo is.
Gran Turismo? Isn't that a food?
That sounds really good. And I'm on a diet, so I can't have whatever that might be. This movie was based on an unbelievably inspiring true story of a team of underdog, struggling working class gamer. This kid is a gamer. Working class kid. And he became a race car driver. And this is based on a real life story. He became the world's top race car driver. He won the Le Mans. Have you heard of him?
No. But I'm not a NASCAR guy. I don't know.
No, this ain't NASCAR, honey. This is the world's champion. Okay, and what really bothers me, I think this is important. I'm not just talking about it for movie's sake. This is not just a movie review. But there's some really, I think, political implications here. First of all, the kid was biracial. In America, we'd call him a black kid, right? He looks, the kid they cast looks a lot like Andrew Tate, who I'm a fan of. Write Joe about that if you want. I don't care. So he's a black kid. This is based on a true story. He comes from playing video games to becoming the world's top race car driver. Now, the only black race car driver that we have heard of in recent days are, remember, Bubba Wallace.
The news guy.
The news guy.
The fake news guy.
The fake news guy. Yeah. So we've been told that we're kicked out. We don't have any place in this sport. And then the one guy we get, I don't know if you remember, he had on a T-shirt that says, "Can't breathe, I can't breathe," and BLM on it.
Yeah.
And he's totally political. This is the only black role model that we have for race car driving is this guy. And I find it ironic, too, that he's got on this T-shirt that says, "Can't breathe," and he's got on a mask. So, you know, drink that Kool-Aid. But, so that's what we hear. And then we find out that the news, we were all wrapped up in that emotionally and find out that he, as many times as it goes in the left, he staged that whole thing. So, one, this is just another example to me of, and you talk about this, too, when it comes to Black History Month. There's so many people that we can talk about that aren't victims, that aren't, you know, that aren't the usual suspects. There's so many wonderful black stories to be told, and this to me was one of those stories that I had never heard of this guy.
Me neither. See, these are the things I'm going to keep saying it like a mantra, which is as long as you keep telling little black kids, little Hispanic kids, they're not worth anything, that the man is going to keep them down, that they have no way because of systemic racism to make, they're not even going to try. Why would you even try? Yeah. If you start telling stories like the one you're talking about, where they overcome, that's a whole different animal now. They get to look up.
Thing.
Yep.
And it made me check myself because I know I say this to my grandson because he loves video games of basketball. And I'm like, you ain't going to learn how to play basketball sitting on a game thing. Well, this kid's father told him the same thing. But it was a wonderful father story about a father who was afraid for his son. And they made amends at the end. The story was actually about three men who had a dream and had to go against all odds to make their dreams happen. And I'm like, that is such a great story because we don't get men's stories anymore.
No,
these are
all
regular men.
Of crap, don't you know that?
That's right. Men are the oppressors. No, these are three men who had a dream. The boys and men who had a dream. They worked together and they made it happen. I'm going to tell you something. I cried through the whole third act of this movie, but I think that that's another reason why it's
political. Oh, you're such a squishy, though.
Yeah. I bet you'd cry. But I think that's why it's a little political, but it's very important for today because we don't get to see stories of men who are men who bind together, work together, and accomplish something that is so beautiful and so gratifying. I think that that's the second point to see this movie. I'm just not going, oh, go see this movie. It's really good. It's got good sets. It's got good acting, which it does. But these are really important messages, I think, that we need to see. And then the other thing is, you know, in my day, 100 years ago, when women's sports...
Just before electricity, but go ahead, yeah.
When I heard that big bang, I... you know, women's sports weren't big. And through time, we've evolved, and women's sports are amazing. There's so many attributes, life-gaining skills that you get from sports that girls didn't get previously, that men did get, working together, you know, teaming together, fighting against opposition, believing in yourself. These are all wonderful attributes that women weren't getting in the sports arena at that time. And now we have it. We've got Title IX. We've got, you know, we're moving forward and we're gaining all of these attributes that are making us more well-rounded, strong individuals, not to lose our femininity, but make us strong Americans. What is the left doing with sports? They're replacing us with men. So when you hear the left talk about the war on women, think twice about where that war on women is coming from. So that was another message I got from this sport this movie is watching these men band together to do something that, you know, I see women doing. I just saw an interview recently with Riley Gaines again. And she talks about all she had to go through to get to the level that she was. And then you get a big, creepy guy, lumpy, dumpy dude like Keith Olbermann who says, oh, you know, women aren't that great. I'd love to see him, you know, swim against.
But the one thing, I'm going to get in trouble for this, but I'll do it anyway. The one thing that I do agree with, when women's sports people start screaming, they don't make as much money as the men.
Everybody's watching.
I would like to say fill the stadium. The stadium. And then you have your right to scream and yell. But when you're playying to a third of the crowd that they're playing to, you know what I'm saying? How are they supposed to pay you that money?
Yeah, it's a business. Like, you know, not subsidized like Hollywood. Hollywood loses money on their woke movies, but our family movies, our animated movies, or things like that, they cover the cost of the schlock that they put out that they're trying to preach to us about. And I don't suppose there's that avenue in women's sports. But the thing about it is look, now we have opportunities for scholarships and to do the thing that we love. And there's so many, like I said, there's so many attributes to gain from playing sports, from being an athlete. And I hate to see the left taking that away from women. They just seem to hate women and children in a way that is unprecedented and just sick. So that's my movie review. That's why I think it has political implications. You will cry if you have a heart if you see this movie. And don't stop your kids from gaming because, you know, just don't make it excessive, but let them do it excessively. But this kid was a gamer and turned that skill into being a professional race car driver.
Yeah, I, again... The gamer thing bothers me only because it's like everything else. We've not taught our kids to control themselves. We've not taught them about the excesses that could hurt them for all intents and purposes.
Right.
We've not taught
you
them any of that stuff.
You have to give them limits. I agree. I mean, my grandson is on a limit as to how much time he gets to spend on that thing. But it is addictive. You know, as I say, playing my game every time I have a chance to have a break. It's addictive. It's purposely addictive, too.
All right, lady. You're here every Friday with me.
I always
appreciate your time. Wouldn't be the same without you. Seriously. And when you get off that funky diet of yours, we're going to have some fresh crab cakes together.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
Really?
I'll take a break from my diet for that.
All right, people. Sonya Smith, thanks for being with me. You got me for the next hour. Good luck to you, because I got a lot to beef about. We'll be back in a few minutes.